Carolyn Sherlock from the Boat Galley. If you're going to the Annapolis Sailboat Show, October 5th to 9th, 2017, be sure to stop by and see me in booth M5. On the show map, it'll be listed as Lynn Pardee's booth, and yep, she'll be there too, as well as several others. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait to meet everybody.
Boat Radio is brought to you by BoonRidge.com, the home of adventure.
You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock. Welcome to the Boat Galley. That time I wanted off the boat. Let me start by saying that this all happened about a year ago. I am hot. I am beyond overheated. I am exhausted. I am sick. We just had to repair the water maker, and then discover that there's a defective fitting in the spare tank of propane, so it's useless. And the primary tank is just about out. I put the boat into gear to pull the anchor so we can go get a refill on the propane, and the engine overheat alarm shrieks. What now? Dave's as tired and as hot as I am, and we're not exactly polite to each other, as he asked me why the hell I shut the engine down as he was raising the anchor, and I inform him of the alarm that he somehow failed to hear. Right then, all I really wanted was off the boat and into a motel with air conditioning. Were we nuts to be out cruising? Too old? Wrong to go to the Bahamas in summer? When I told a cruising friend about that day, she encouraged me to write about it. She said, "You and I know those days happen to everyone. There are times when we all hate cruising and long for the comforts of shore life. New cruisers need to know that they're normal to have those feelings and how you deal with those times." So, here's the story of how things were going badly and how we got back on track. The previous couple weeks had been hot there in the Bahamas, hot and extremely humid. Now, Dave and I are pretty heat tolerant, cruising 6 summers in the Sea of Cortez and doing numerous summer tent camping trips when temperatures have been over 100 degrees. But those times, we were always able to swim multiple times a day. Now, Dave had a mildly infected cut on his leg from a branch across a trail he'd been hiking on and was staying out of the water while it healed. I didn't really want to jump in when he couldn't. Sweat poured off both of us, and t-shirts soaked through within 15 minutes of putting them on. We were drinking water faster than the refrigerator could cool it down. A week before, I'd come down with a nasty cold that had me feeling crappy in general and kept me up coughing at night. My symptoms didn't really warrant a trip to the clinic, but I wasn't improving either. Add in the heat and an anchorage with significant swell from various directions over the course of the day. So a stern anchor or swell bridle didn't really help when things changed at 3 a.m. And I wasn't getting much sleep. I'm sure the lack of sleep played a big part in why I wasn't getting over the cold, as well as contributing to my overall rotten feeling. There were some back-of-the-mind things, too. It was hurricane season. We'd heard from 2 friends with serious health problems. We still hadn't decided what we wanted to do in the next 2 months in the Bahamas. We'd had to do various unexpected repairs, and then discovered the propane problem. Individually, small things, but it felt like everything was going wrong, and I was just in no shape to cope. I had had it. Luckily, I have a pretty perceptive husband. 2 minutes after I shut the engine down for overheating, he knew the cause was nothing serious, a broken alternator belt. More importantly, he recognized that I was at my limit. He was close himself, but not quite there. He was still functioning. Before starting on even the first bit of repair, he sat me down and gave me the coldest drink we had. And then we talked. No, I didn't really hate cruising. The biggest thing I needed was sleep, both to kick the cold and to feel better in general. Dave declared his heat healed enough that we could go swimming a couple times a day. We could run the water maker longer so we could spray ourselves down after swims and at other times. I rearranged things in the freezer so that we could put a couple bottles of water in there to get really cold and swap them out as we drank them. A couple of bottles of rehydration drink each day also did wonders. That all helped with being cooler problem. After replacing the alternator belt, we moved about 12 miles to a much less rolly anchorage. I normally hate to take much in the way of over-the-counter meds. Taking cold meds and cough syrup around the clock for a couple days let me sleep much better and feel better when I was awake. Being virtually out of propane, while our initial reaction had been to head immediately to the one town nearby where we could get the tank refilled, we quickly came to the conclusion that propane was a much lower priority than getting me feeling better. Town would be a series of errands, and the anchorage likely to have swell. Plus, just the general stress of being a much more crowded place than any of the nearby anchorages. We had enough propane for morning coffee, and we could even boil water on the grill if need be. And we had plenty of no-cooked food for meals. Staying in a calm, quiet anchorage for a few days was a much better choice. Pretty quickly, things weren't so overwhelming. After the first day, in fact, I even felt up to doing a little hiking each day, followed by a swim, and then a nap. I felt much better. I was still hot, but not to the point of overheating. I wasn't exhausted. I was pretty well over the cold. The water maker and the alternator belt were both easy fixes. We got propane before we totally ran out. And we've dealt with hurricane season as long as we've been cruising. We made a rough plan for the next 2 months. It was a total reset on my attitude. We are right to be out here cruising. We're not too old. Our friends' health problems are a reminder to do what we can as long as we can. Summer is a great time in the Bahamas. It's gorgeous, the water crystal clear, and the perfect temperature for swimming. I love this life. Until next time. A quick reminder, I'll be at the Annapolis Sailboat Show in booth M5 with Lynn Party and others. Stop by. I want to meet you.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and I listen to Boat Radio whenever I get the chance.